It's 88.5 KCSN, and I can't express enough gratitude to our guests today. We are performing live at the Village Recorders, which is a treat for us all. The Mavericks have joined us. Welcome, gentlemen.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, man.
It's Raul Mala, Robert Reynolds, Paul Deacon, Eddie Perez, and Jerry Dale McFadden, last but not least, but with the longest name.
Yeah, well, you know.
So you come up blasting it. Now, this album, the reviews are coming out, and they're extraordinary. They are over the top. The LA Times, right here in Los Angeles, just gave you a rave review, the Village Voice. It has to be gratifying to see that first expression of response from at least the critics is all you would hope for.
And it's really been amazing. I mean, it's been a whirlwind the last couple of days, you know, watching them all come in. And, you know, we've been through so much together as a band, as musicians, as individuals. And we worked really hard on this record. We've been waiting a long time for it to come out. And, you know, there's a lot of questions, you know, a lot of doubts, a lot of thinking about stuff and planning and misfires. And to finally have it out and to have it received the way it has been received is humbling and validating all at the same time, you know. It's been an amazing experience. We work so hard to get our music done and to get to the gig and to get to the whatever you got to do next, and to have your work like that is really something.
Now, the very fact that the album, I guess, became an extension as you were going to prepare to do a tour, and the obvious camaraderie and the vibe that is the Mavericks was so strong that you said, you know what, it's time to make an album again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And pretty much is that
it's
how the process went?
That's the way it was. You know, originally we were approached with doing a tour, and we thought, you know, that would have been kind of fun to have done, you know, a couple of shows and play the old catalog. And but somehow or other, that kind of, you know, it feels like the next step is retirement or something.
Yeah, the reunion tour.
It's like you're just thrown into,
tour, sure.
You know, you're kind of relegated to the oldies category. And I don't know that I wasn't ready to go there yet, you know, and I don't think anybody was. And I just so happened to have a handful of songs that were sounding like it could have been a Mavericks record. And I think, you know, throughout the last couple of years, everybody also was, we were all... I found myself more and more just thinking, man, I wish the band would play this one. And, you know, I did these solo records and songs would come up, and I would feel like I wish that the band would be playing this song right now. And I think we were all kind of feeling that in at different times. And so all these things started to come together. And when we initially spoke about doing a tour, I told the guys that I'd love to do a record, and I think we can do one on Big Machine. Scott Borchetta okayed it, and everybody, I think, at that point, that changed the whole plan and the whole trajectory of this thing, you know.
The story of you and I has beautiful memories. The lonesome and weary sides, start keeping them company. As soon as they'll gather round, along comes misery. Then here we go again, here we go again. And if an old friend of mine comes knocking up on my door, all I could tell him now, he's already hurt before. It's better to love and lose, to never have played at all. For sometimes losers are the only ones who win. I'd rather fall apart than never know and loving you. Or every broken hearted lover love us once anew. And there will be the hope that gets me through eternity, along with all the memories that belong to you and me. fortunate man I am that you were a part of me. The game has been played and I'm just shy of a victory. The heartache that Larry's on will soon be history. Let's hope the world is full of losers in the air. I'd rather fall apart than never know in loving you. For every broken heart, a lover loves once anew. And there will be the home that gets me through eternity, along with all the memories that belong to you and me.
Talking about Big Machine and now, you know, Red Light Management as well. You're obviously in capable hands for a band that has always been unique. I mean, yeah. Look, it's no irony in the name, the Mavericks, but it's not like you've been defiant. It's huge embrace individually as musicians, a lot of different sounds, a lot of different ideas, and you just bring, I guess, the spirit to your music. And it is one thing that, you know, I caught you at the Valley Performing Arts Center in your recent show there, and the sheer exuberance of your performances, I don't know what genre you file that
under. Right.
It is just pure joy, and I don't think it really needs to be put into that context, but it is a time. Well, you were talking about when we unite, where do we fit in this current thing? What were some of the doubts and concerns? Were you questioning your place in the sun, so to speak?
Well, I think you have to have a healthy amount of that, you know, a little bit, and then because that informs the positive, you know, and that sort of you immediately start to, or not immediately through the process, you just start to eliminate what is important to you and what matters to you, and at the end of the day, what matters to all of us, as we found out as we got together, is the music. Mm-hmm. And so whatever it takes to get the music across, you know, whatever it takes. And that's why we're not, you know, it's funny how it's talked about, like, we embrace all these styles and all this stuff. And it's true. We do. I mean, you know, today we've played all kinds of songs, you know. But to me, that's just what a band does.
Right.
You know, and we love all kinds of music. Everybody's from different parts of the world. We've had different yet similar upbringings, and yet it's somehow brought us all together here. And you got all kinds of musical backgrounds within the band, you know. And I think playing like a band is a special thing, and it does, and that's why I think we found ourselves missing it throughout the years, you know. And you know, we've all played with great musicians, we've all had great groups, and I've toured with fantastic musicians. You know, we all have. Everybody has. But there is something that happens when this band plays together, and it's hard to categorize, like you said. But we don't worry about it. You know, we're just going to do what we do, and hopefully, people will dig it as much as, like, what you're talking about. You know, just having a celebration of life a little bit. You know, oh, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Since the world began, she's been there to lend a hand.
you did a little EP, a little teaser EP right. with the Born to Be Blue EP, but now, for those value-conscious consumers out there, there's 14 songs on the CD. It's a great, and it is, you know, an all-encompassing, you know, the styles, the sounds, the songs. How tough was it when you were getting ready to, okay, how are we going to sequence? What are the songs going on? Was it tough or was it just there?
You know,
Well, as far as the songs that ended up on the recording, I think it was all but one that we
pretty much
that we recorded, and Raul had a good sense of the flow of things, so he sequenced the record and brought it to us, and it sounded great. It was interesting because originally, you know, there was going to be a 10 song CD and then a deluxe version or something like that, and then we were talking with Scott and saying like, oh, we got to get this song. Is this one going to be on there? Now, which one is going to be on the UK one? And Scott just said, you know what? Let's put out the 14 songs. Forget it. We're just going to put the whole record out. It flows. This is what it's supposed to be. This is what happened when you went in the studio. So that's what we're going to put out. So,
And that's appreciative of the album concept, which there are some that question its place, you know, they question its veracity now, but when you hear a complete album like this, that question goes out the window. You're reminded, at least for me, I have a CD changer in the trunk. Right. So, you know, the CDs that get into the changer, they got to be good ones. I don't have to keep going back to the trunk.
That's right.
So they better have a lot of good stuff on them. I'm going on a road trip. I got a lot of good stuff on In Time.
Well, thank you, man.
It's just a pleasure and an honor, and we are so glad. I did tell you during one of the breaks in the rehearsal that it's, you know, Come Unto Me is our number one most requested song on the radio station.
Wow.
Which I don't know what that says about our radio station and or the Mavericks, but it shows that we belong together and you do have a home and you do have, friends in L.A.
Thank you.
We can't thank you enough to do this performance today.
Awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the Mavericks on 88.5 KCSN.
Thank you, 88.5.
One, two, three, four, one.
Still, how do you know to love you better? Come on, man.
say to you.